Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and we're here to study today in study number 5. I pray that you're having a blessed day and that you are indeed honestly and sincerely rejoicing in the Lord and on purpose. A lot of times this life does not deal us a hand of cards to where everything is joyful and wonderful like all your prosperity gospels are nowadays, that God doesn't want you to do nothing but have a smile on your face and joy in your heart and plenty of money in the bank and all that. And the bottom line is all that's not reality Christianity. Christianity is the Lord calls it suffering, and he calls it the cup of suffering. And I'm not saying that we don't have joy. We absolutely sure do. But the Bible talks about it being joy in your sufferings and your persecutions, that when you're persecuted for Christ, to leap for joy, for great is your reward in heaven. Whole bunch of different kind of different kind of people out there that want to tell you what Christianity is really about. You know, when you get it in your heart that you sincerely want to know what Christianity is all about, you'll start getting in that book. And when you start getting in the book and start finding out what God, the Holy Ghost, is teaching, instead of the ones that are out for their belly, then you'll begin to realize what true Christianity is and what true Christianity is living, and the freedom and the liberty that's in true Christianity. The Lord said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And then he said that his yoke was easy and his burden was light. And it is. And it is. But it's in truth. It's with the real God, with the real Lord Jesus Christ, and with the real Word of God. And we are rejoicing. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Our reward is yet to come. And we are rewarded down here, absolutely. The Lord's been very kind to every one of us. And if you told the truth, you'd have to admit that also, that the Lord has been very kind to all of us. And he said he even lets it rain on the sinners, rain on the ungodly. So the Lord is very merciful and very kind, but there's coming a day of reckoning to where everybody is going to be accountable for everything that they've said, done, and thought, and looked at, and where their feet took them, what their hands handled. Everything having to do with everything, and I hope all yours is under the blood of Jesus. Let's get on into our study today. This is the ABCs of Christian growth, and I really do pray that you're rejoicing in the Lord today, and that you have been blessed, and we all have, and that God, that the Lord is being very kind to you. We're talking about the enemy, the letter E, study number 5, and who is Satan. Now, just to recap a little bit, we talked about not playing around with the devil. He is a created being. He is a creature that God created, same as he created animals. He created the stars and the moon and the sun. He created the animals. He created humans. He also created Satan. Does he exist? The Bible says that he exists in 7 Old Testament books and 19 New Testament books. The Bible refers to him in all of those books. Why would there be so many books in the scriptures that the Lord allowed to be written, that talked about this creature if it wasn't God's will for us to know about him, and that he, wasn't real? The Lord Jesus Christ contended with him in the wilderness, remember, on his 3 temptations. And the Lord Jesus Christ had it recorded of his conversation with him and his temptations with him. And if he wasn't real, then the Lord put on a big old theatrical writing and had it written down, and it's one big lie. But the Lord doesn't lie, and he cannot lie. And he didn't lie to us. There is a creature that is referred to as Satan and that God created. And his origin, if you remember us reading over in the book of Ezekiel, we'll be touching on that book again today, was created, like we said, and there's a double prophecy there in Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 19, and that he's an eternal being. We ask whether or not Satan was eternal or whether he was a created being. Well, the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 28, 11 through 19, that in the day that thou was created, the Bible says. Okay, and then we talked about what was Satan originally. Okay, well, he was originally the anointed cherub. He's one of five cherubs that God created, and he's the fifth cherub. He's the one that represents the reptilian creatures, and he's a cherub in the beginning, but now the Bible, and even over in Job chapter 41, how about write that down and read that? And I've not been forgetting the scriptures. I'm going to give you the scriptures today when we get close to the end of our recording here. But he is over in Job chapter 41. You can read about him. And a lot of people don't realize that, where the Lord is talking to Job about the Leviathan. And when we spiritualize that and read that, we understand that the Lord has given us, that's one of the longest chapters in the Bible, besides Ezekiel and Isaiah, that talks about Satan himself. And you can read that. But what was Satan's original name? His original name was Lucifer. His original name was Lucifer, okay? And he was called the anointed cherub and the cherub that covereth, okay? And it says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. And then in verse 15 of Ezekiel chapter 28, the Bible says, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Okay, so there's a problem that's come up. And we see that there was a change that took place. And that change was pride that was lifted up in Lucifer's heart, the Bible says, the anointed cherub. It says, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee by the multitude of thy merchandise, all the things that God built into him, everything that he was that he was. They have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that thou may, that they may behold thee. Okay, and the Bible says that because of his beauty and because that he had sinned, and it said that iniquity was found in him. So God decided to put him out. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today, and our topic today is going to be begin with the sin of Satan. What was his sin? I mean, God put him out. God had enough of it. Whatever he did bad enough to where he was put away, and the Lord even said that he was going to destroy him for it, and he is. He hasn't yet, but it's in the process and in the working. Now, the sin of Satan, well, first thing that we want to read in Ezekiel chapter 28 that we read is the beginning of the process of what happened in with Lucifer between him and the Lord. And it said that iniquity was found in him, and that his heart was lifted up because of his beauty, And he must have just, everybody, you know, looking at him and bragging on him. And it says that he was perfect, that he was the sum. He said that he, thou sealest up the sum. He was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So this is a creation. You're talking about a creation that God made. And a creature that God made. And he was so beautiful and so full of wisdom, and that the Lord himself said that he sealest up the sum. I mean, he is the thing of the thing. And everybody in heaven probably was looking at this and seeing it, and all the angels in heaven and admiring him and looking at him. But instead of giving the Lord the glory for the creature that he made and the creation that he made, then iniquity was found in him. And it said, because of his beauty, his heart was lifted up. His heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. So, instead of giving God the glory, he does like a lot of us do and a lot of you do. We turn the glory on ourselves and we receive the glory ourselves. And the Lord said, behold, ye have your reward. And by the way, we shouldn't trade out any kind of cheap glory down here for ourselves rather than giving God the glory. We should give God the glory on everything. Man, there's so much more joy and so much more peace and joy and just the wonderful things of the Lord, giving the Lord the glory rather than trying to take any of it for ourselves. It just feels filthy and corrupted when we try to steal the glory from God, doesn't it? But we were talking about Ezekiel chapter 28. That was the beginning of the change that was going to happen with Lucifer in heaven. Okay, and then we have to, then in today's lesson, we need to go over to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 17, where it expounds even more on this particular scenario that happened in heaven, the sin of Satan. And I want to read it to you. So Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 17. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that openeth not the house of his prisoners? Well, there we go. That's Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 17, and we see this is the Lord talking more about, well, what happened to you, Lucifer, son of the morning? You've been cast out. You've been cast down. And the reason is, for you said in your heart, you said some things in your heart, and God put you out. Well, the sin of Satan involves, you know, he is an incredibly beautiful, intelligent, powerful, celestial being that sinned through pride. And we might as well just go ahead and put it out there. It's pride. And the Lord said, because your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and that's pride, right? Then it moves on into Isaiah that expounds on it even more. And so we narrow it down and we try to find out what this sin is. So his heart was lifted up because of his beauty, okay, but what does that mean? Well, it means that he said some things in his heart that God knew he said in his heart. And in Isaiah, it tells us what he said. And here's what he said. He said two words. He said, I will. I will. You ever said anything in your heart that nobody else heard and nobody else knew and nobody else knew anything about, and you said it in your heart and then it backfired on you and God put it back in your face for you to remember that you said it, and you never said it out loud but you said it in your heart? I did that. I remember some times I did that. I remember some times where I said, that'll never happen to me. And the Lord, and I said it in my heart. I didn't say it out loud. I said it in my heart. And the Lord heard it. And He put it right back in my face, man. It happened to me exactly like I said it wouldn't happen to me. And the Lord put it back in my face and said, now, what is it that you see? So see, the Lord knows what our heart says. The Bible says that the Word of God is a discerner of the heart. Discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It not only knows what your heart is saying, but it knows what your heart means by what it's saying. Okay? So, and that's where we get to in Isaiah. We go to the heart of what Lucifer's sin was. And it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which dost weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart. Okay, there's where it is right there. This is why God dealt with this thing. This is where the Lord took His interest in this thing. It wasn't that his heart was lifted up because of His beauty. But when the Lord does some wonderful thing, I mean, Lucifer was beautiful. He didn't have a reason to think that he was beautiful because God told him he was beautiful and made him beautiful. But there was another problem with it. Because of his beauty, it caused him to rebel against God and not give God the glory, but to try to retain the glory for himself and start getting the praise and the glory for himself as if he was the one that created himself. Now see, let's look at it. For thou hast said in thine heart. There's five I wills that this creature said. He said, I will ascend into heaven. Well, why did he say that? Because he had just got thrown out. He said, I'm going to ascend back up into heaven. Okay, and then he said a second one. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. A little jealousy there. A little envy there going on. You see this heart problem? I will exalt my throne. He didn't say God's throne. He said my throne above the stars of God. And then the third I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Well, that's where God sits. That's where God sits. He said, I'm going to sit up there, and it doesn't say he's going to kick God off his throne. He said he's going to sit on his throne, but he said that he's going to sit where God sits. Okay, and then he said, the fourth one, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And then he said, I will be like the Most High. It doesn't take a real educated person or a real smart person to hear these kind of words. And, imagine you're standing around with a whole bunch of preacher told me one time about a fellow, said he used to work in a factory. And when he was working in that factory, he said he had a whole bunch of buddies that worked with him there. And when they would take breaks, they would all gather around the same place around each other and sit and fellowship with one another and talk with one another and kid around with one another and everything else. And then all of a sudden, one of his buddies got promoted, and he turned out to be like he was a supervisor or foreman or something like that. And all of a sudden, he stopped showing up at all these meetings and all these little gathering togethers that he used to gather together. And all of a sudden, he was a hot shot and big shot. And when he come around, they asked him how come he wasn't hanging around with them anymore. And he told them that he was going to the top. And he said, I don't care whose feet I got to step on to get there. And there it is. But you see, this right here is kind of like the same thing. I mean, Lucifer, there was iniquity found in his heart, and pride lifted him. Pride lifted up his heart because of his beauty, and he began to think wrongly about the way, I mean, he was everything that he thought he was because God created him and made him that way. But he didn't give God the glory, and he wanted the glory for himself, and pride and iniquity was found in him, and it changed his heart, and he let it happen, and he decided that he was going to be boss man, and that he wanted God's throne, and that he was going to ascend above the heights of the clouds, and that he was going to be like the Most High, that he was going to sit upon the mount of the congregation, and he was going to exalt his throne above the stars of God. But God had just cast him out. And then he said, I'll be back. I'm going to ascend into heaven. And these five I wills, you see, instead of God will, it's I will. And that's another thing that we need to be careful about what we do, brothers and sisters, is how we use our words and how we say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. How many times has that ever backfired on you? It has on me. But Satan's sin. What was his sin? Well, his sin is that he rebelled against God. And he decided in his heart that he wasn't going to give God the glory. He was going to get the glory himself, and just like Judas, or that he entered in and betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? Lucifer betrayed the Lord. And the Lord cast him out, and he made a declaration that this is what he was going to do with five I wills. And so what was Satan's original sin? His original sin was rebellion against the Lord, wasn't it? That he decided that he was going to take over God's glory, and that he was going to be the boss. He was going to be God. He was going to be God. I mean, it don't take a real smart person to hear people say these kind of things. If you're sitting around, and just like we was talking about my preacher one time told me about all them people that were standing around and all his buddies, if you were standing there in a crowd or with a couple of your workmates, and one of your workmates started reciting this stuff like what Lucifer just said, I mean, it wouldn't take much of an idea of what his intentions were, would you? I mean, he said, I will. What if you're standing there and one of them says, I'm going to ascend into the big office? I'm going to put my seat behind that desk up there on the top floor. I'm going to sit up there where all the fancy stuff, gold and silver and all that stuff is on the top floor. I'm going to ascend to the height of the top of the building there, and I'm going to sit on the top seat. When you hear somebody talking like that, you know what's on their mind and on their heart. And you know whether or not they're on the boss's side or not, don't you? Well, it's not hard to figure out what Satan's original sin is. It's rebellion. And we can go into a lot of theological words and things like that, but I'm not that kind of man. The Lord didn't bless me with all that kind of stuff. Sometimes I come out with a good word every now and then, but I have to check up on it. And I continually carry around a dictionary with me all the time after some of the fellows that I read after, because they use some words that I have to look up while I'm reading. But Satan's sin was just simply rebellion against the Lord. And because pride was lifted up in his heart and iniquity was found in him, and not to say that he wasn't tempted with it, but he could have chose to give God the glory, but he didn't. He decided he was going to go all out, and that he was going to take God's throne away from him, and he was going to take God's glory away from him, and he's going to take God's chair, and he's going to take God's throne, and anything and everything having to do with it. So just flat out rebellion. What was Satan's original name? His original name was Lucifer, wasn't it? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? And by the way, if you look in that NIV book, it'll say instead of son of the morning, it'll it puts uh, Lucifer's name in the place of the Lord Jesus Christ's name. And you can see that when you look in there. If you look in there, you don't have to, but I mean, just for a little bit of food there. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? What was Satan's original name? Lucifer it was. What was Satan's last I will? Remember what they were? The first I will was I will ascend into heaven. The second was I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The third is I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And the fourth is I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And then the last is I will be like the Most High. Do you think you could say that? Do you think you can say, I will be like God? I've been reading in Job, and that's one of the things out of all. Job was right. He hadn't sinned against the Lord. But in the end of it, I mean, it was a challenge. Guess who challenged him? Lucifer, or Satan, up there bothering the Lord about Job and challenged him and said he could get him to cuss him to his face. And then, of course, Satan jumps on Job. All right, but we see there that he said, I will ascend. I forgot what I was going to say. That's embarrassing. But anyway, let's move on. What's Satan's original name? It's Lucifer. Okay, and what was Satan's last I will? He said, I'm sorry. He said, I will be like the Most High. But the Lord said, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the whole earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? Now, according to this verse, his final destiny, according to verse 15 there, it says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Now, we know God does everything in threes, that God is a Trinity, and that anything that has to do or is from the Lord can be found in threes, and yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. And hell is of course hell, and then the sides of the pit, the bottomless pit, is also hell, or referred to as hell. And then there's one other. You know what that is? That's where Satan's going to end up in Revelation, is the lake of fire. The lake of fire. That's his final destiny. God has already, he's already been judged. He's already been judged. He's just out on bail right now. And the Lord's going to put him in the lake of fire one day, and that's where he's going to end up. But what was his sin? His sin was that pride was lifted up in him, and iniquity was found in him, till iniquity was found in thee. And then over in Isaiah, where we read today, it said, thine heart was lifted, or that was Ezekiel, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. And then over in Isaiah chapter 14, it said, for thou hast said in thine heart. See, it's one thing to be tempted with things, folks. But we are to resist the devil. We're to resist temptation. And it's one thing to be tempted, but it's another thing to meditate on it. And then it's another thing to go ahead and accept it as your own. It says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And that was God's answer for all that. The Lord said in verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. To the sides of the pit. Well, I know this was kind of broken up today, and I kind of blew everything all to pieces with the way I was speaking, but I hope you got past all that, and we find out what the sin of Satan was today, and exactly what the Bible says, what it says, not what we think it says, and not what people propose that it says, but what does the Bible say? The Bible said that Satan, fell in love with himself, that he admired himself, and instead of admiring God and giving God the glory, he decided that he's going to put all his attention on himself, and just like the same problems that we have today. Rather than giving God the glory, we'd rather take the glory ourselves, wouldn't we? And every time we do, it ends up tasting like vomit, doesn't it? We're sorry that we do it, and we're sorry that we take the glory from God, and that we, instead of giving it to Him, and it's so sweet to give God the glory because He is indeed worthy, and He is, He's worthy of it, and He deserves it. He's done so much for us. Now, we're talking about Satan, and like I said, I apologize for this not sounding so professional like you're used to. Forgive me, and I hope this is not the last time you're listening that you listen in. But I expect that this lesson here is going to be a little out of kilter because of who we're talking about, and he hates it, and I know he does. And he's probably been giving you a little grief lately about even coming to listen to these things. But God bless you for doing it, and I pray that the Lord would bless you and just give you peace and surely give you the truth about what this creature is about and what his business is. Well, God threw him out, and next time on our next recording, we're going to talk about where is he? Where's Satan now? So far in this lesson, we have talked about, does Satan exist? We've talked about the origin of Satan, and today we talked about the sin of Satan. Now, let me give you these scriptures, if you would. From the very beginning, all the way up until today, we've talked about Matthew chapter 4. Verse 1 through 11, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 through 19, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 17, and that's it, those three scriptures. Now, we've broken them down and read individual scriptures, but they were all in ones that I just gave you. So there they are. And go back and read over those again and let God the Holy Ghost teach you. I kind of messed everything up today as far as my speaking, but that's okay. Sometimes I do that. But we know what Satan's sin was. It's the same thing that we do when we begin to get selfish and bitter and angry and listening to the enemy and interested in this world and the things of this world, and we start obeying the flesh rather than crucifying it, and we let the flesh have its way rather than walking in the Spirit, and we start trying to become our own God. I'm going to be God. Leave me alone, Lord. I'm my own God. Kind of like my daughter said one time when she was 3 years old. My mother's mother, was babysitting her one time, and we were told about this. I was told about this later on afterwards, and her name's Misty. She's my middle daughter, 3 years old, and she's kind of outspoken. She's a sweet, sweet girl, but she's kind of outspoken, and she was there, and my grandmother told her to do something, I suppose, or something like that, and told her to do something, and she looked her right in the eyes, and she held up three fingers like a little three-year-old would, and she said, "Me, 3 years old, me own boss." She said, "Me, 3 years old, me own boss." Now, where does a three-year-old get that to begin with? Even if they heard somebody else say it, three-year-olds don't keep that stuff in their memory. That's that little flesh that's on her. And that wicked heart in her, like God said. Meet me on, boss. You see what's in a 3-year-old? 3 years old. So you 20 and 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds, you ought to know. A 3-year-old say that, and Grandma took that newspaper and rolled it up and bopped her across the head. She said, "Who's your boss now?" She said, "You are." So, you know, sometimes the Lord has to. And now Satan, he must have really done it, because he got thrown out, and he got a death sentence. Now us, we get grace. The Lord Jesus Christ came and died for us, and he give us grace. And all we have to do is call upon Jesus' name and believe on his name. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. How about that? So, Satan's sin. Well, the Lord bless you. Thank you for listening to this and tolerating it today. I hope God's Word's blessed you, because I know I ain't much. I mean, it's probably in perfect timing, you know, about what we really are and what you've seen out of me today. But, you know, the Lord has been so kind to us. And I hope that you'll give him praise today and that you'll give him the glory. And I'll talk to you on the next one. And we'll talk about where is Satan now, okay? Bye-bye.